my name is Emily Henter. I'm with Henter Math, and we have a product called Virtual Pencil. And what Virtual Pencil is, it's a math application software for students who are blind or visually impaired to do math on the computer. Now, what it will do is it acts exactly as if the student had written the problem out on a piece of paper, and everything will be displayed spatially with numbers above the other, or if you're dividing, you have the divisor on one side and the dividend under the little line bar thing. And what it will do is, using a screen reader, it'll tell the student where they are in the problem, what the problem is, and then the steps needed in order to solve the problem. So, for example, if we're adding 39 plus 12, it'll say summation row ones column. So we're on the far right-hand side of the problem, and it'll tell us 9 plus 2 equals. The student then needs to type in the 1 and move to the next step to carry the 1. Moving down to the next step, it'll tell them they're in the summation row tens column. 1 plus 3 plus 1 equals. And the student would then need to type in the 5. So there is no calculator involved. It's just the process for students to take a homework assignment or take a test and go home and do it all on the computer with greater independence and less time restraints as it would take any other method. Our arithmetic version comes in two modes, the tutor mode, which I described, and then the test mode. The test mode, the student does not get any help. It will still tell the student what the problem is and where they are in that problem, but it will not tell them the steps they need to take. They need to know where to find those numbers and how to navigate around the problem. That is currently on the market for $99, and so it's not too unreasonably priced. And that handles addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, with whole numbers and decimals. We've also been working on algebra, which is pretty exciting for us, and we just released the beta of that, so that is available on our website. And our algebra version can handle all things from pre-algebra up to college-level algebra. And so that also includes exponents, order of operations, radicals, absolute values, matrices, functions, Greek letters, a wide variety to definitely satisfy any student that's in an Algebra 2 level needs. That, however, is only in a test mode. So the student still needs to know how to do the math. It's just providing a means for them to do it, kind of replacing the paper and pencil for them. We're anticipating a release on this in the fall, so hopefully at Closing the Gap, we'll have a nice big release party for that, and that'll be pretty exciting. This, we plan on being for sale for $300 for that one, and then the upgrade with the tutor mode should be a free upgrade on that. Other than that, we're located in the exhibit hall at booth 47. And our web address, if anyone is interested, is www.virtualpencil.com. And we can also be reached toll-free at 888-533-6284. And available on our website is kind of the history of Virtual Pencil, how that came about. The creator is Ted Henter, who also created the JAWS program. And there you can also download the beta version of algebra and a demo of arithmetic 2.0. So it's kind of short and sweet to the point. Does anyone have any questions?
I just didn't mention the fractions.
That's only in the algebra version.
Yes, that is only in the algebra version. In the arithmetic version, you have to select the type of problem that you want to do, if you want to do addition or subtraction, because they both get set up differently. As far as like a multiplication problem or a division problem. So that's why we have them select it, and then they work through the problem showing their work. And that for something where you have like the order of operations, it's all linear for them to work it out that way. Yes, ma'am? Yes, it is.
The question was, is it possible for the student to produce a printout of their work?
Yes, it is. The student can print out their assignment in both print and braille. So the student can hand in a copy to their sighted teacher or parent and then print out a copy in braille for themselves. For students with low vision, the background color, the text color, and size of everything on the screen in Virtual Pencil is changeable. So if a student sees better with a black background or white text, that's possible. Or if a student just wants to play with the colors, they could have a pink, black background and blue text. They could create whatever size they need to best suit their needs. Yes, it is. We are traveling around to many different school systems, actually, in order to get it mainly in the... We'd like to see it in the public school system so they could better accommodate students that come in with needs, or if they're blind or visually impaired, and or motor impaired even, so this public school system can better accommodate those students. Are there any other questions? Or? Oh, yes.
The 800 number again?
The 800 number again is 888-533-6284. And this is a Windows-based program. It runs on Windows 95 and higher, and is compatible with the screen readers JAWS, WindowEyes, and Kinect Out Loud. And we also provide Kinect Out Loud for an additional $75 if your student already doesn't have a screen reader. And if there's not any other questions, we're located again in booth 47. Please come by and see us. Thank you.